Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and as you know, we're doing census coverage throughout the year, calling it 10 Questions That Count. Next week, we'll be launching our brand new census homepage, and today we're kicking off a new census-related photo project. Here's how it works. Question one of the census is, how many people are living or staying in this house, apartment, or mobile home? We want you to show us the answer to that question in photo form. Take a portrait of everyone who lives in your house or apartment and submit it to our 10 Questions photo project. You can see the portraits that have already been uploaded and get instructions at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. There's a link right at the top of our show page. And we continue now our five-part series on myths about the census and the U.S. population, with William Fry from the Brookings Institution, who wrote a Five Myths article for the Washington Post. Today it's his myth number four, the census is the main source of information about our population. Hi, Bill. Welcome back to WNYC.
Oh, it's good to be here.
You mean we go to all this trouble to count every head, advertise on the Super Bowl, enlist every community group in America to get a full count passionately, and the 10-year census is not the main source of population data?
Well, I think not as much as before is the answer to that question. You know, the reason that is that this is going to be the shortest census probably in history. 10 questions in 10 minutes is what the slogan is for the people that are producing these census forms.
What happened to the famous long form?
Well, the long form is something that many people have gotten, one out of six households in the 2000 census. And if you got one, you know why it's called a long form. It had 53 items involving all kinds of information about your house, about your family, about your job, your income, what language you speak mostly at home. You know, just as I say, 53 questions. There's a lot of stuff going on. The Census Bureau decided over the course of the last decade to decouple the long form from the main census, which is to satisfy constitutional purposes, to reapportion Congress and just count the number of people around the country. And they felt it would be better instead to have that longer questionnaire sent to a smaller sample of the population, but every year. It's called the American Community Survey, and many of your listeners probably have gotten it already. It essentially has the same questions as the long form, but it is given, as I said, every year. And the advantage of that is that we now can get on an annual basis that good, rich, detailed census information on everything from soup to nuts for a cross-section of the U.S. population on an annual basis, rather than having to wait 10 years until all that long-form information was calculated.
In other words, they don't send it to the same people every year, but they have a rotation, a sampling of the American public. So some people now get this long-form, the American Community Survey, 1 year. Some people will get it the next year. And that's why we keep hearing throughout the decade new census data finds, because I think when a lot of people hear that, they think, wait a minute, the census is only taken every 10 years. Is this 9 years old information?
Yeah, it's a bit of a difficult publicity issue for the Census Bureau, because those of us who are census geeks know the distinction between this survey and the regular census. But the average person thinks the census is the census. But in fact, there are now two important instruments that collect this information. And it is only for 3 million households a year, which is about 1 in 40 over the course of time, as opposed to 1 in 6. So your chances of getting the American Community Survey mailed to you is at most twice a decade, which is not too bad, although it has a lot of questions. I was just looking at it here. It has about 54 individual questions and then another 20 about your house and household. So you have to spend a little time with it if you get it in the mail.
So does this mean that it's less important to fill out the 10-question census form that everybody will get this month than it used to be?
Well, that's not true either. It's important because the census itself provides a real count of the total U.S. population. The American Community Survey can't do that because it's really only a sample. So in order to be able to count the U.S. population for purposes of apportionment and lots of other things, a big item on the census question is race and ethnicity. Are you Hispanic or not? What Hispanic nationality are you? What is your racial group? Are you mixed race? All of that information, many of it is for small segments of the population, which isn't as easily picked up in a small survey as in a big census. So there's lots of important information in the census that we absolutely have to have for everybody in the United States.
William Fry from the Brookings Institution, self-described census geek, will be back to conclude this segment on five myths about the census and the U.S. population tomorrow at this time. Bill, thanks again.
Okay, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Leonard LoPate Show coming up right after the news. Leonard has investigative journalist David Kirby discussing large-scale factory farming, and he's got underreported segments on Zimbabwe today. Leonard LoPate right after the news. I'm Brian Lehrer. Thanks so much for listening and for your contributions. This is WNYC FM and AM New York and WNYC.org. The news is next, then Leonard.